Thank you for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down like, what do we break it down like? Our election process.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I should stop doing the whole break it down thing. Okay. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have an awesome special guest. Love her to death. The wonderful Jennifer Capelli.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're so excellent. Good. Thank you for being here.
I'm like talking like I'm on another line.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you guys?
Jennifer is on location in Miami.
Standing in front of the Golden Girls home.
How's the weather?
It's really sunny over here, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. That was Jennifer. Thank you, everyone. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you.
I'm excited. Yes. I listened to your podcast.
We're so flattered.
I know what you're going to ask me.
We're going to ask you. Mm-hmm. What if we like throw you a curveball? We're like, what do you think about the election? Break it down.
Tell us about your childhood.
Oh, I hate it. Just like the election.
We'll ask you the question. What is your Golden Girls background? How has Golden Girls affected your life in a negative or positive way?
Okay, well, when I was a kid, I used to watch it on Lifetime after school. Because that's like the only time where I can learn about being a woman. Because my mom never told me. She never told me about sex or love or like betrayal.
So like betrayal?
I would watch Golden Girls, but the thing is, I wouldn't watch Golden Girls really. I kind of just sit till it's over because I liked to watch The Nanny that played afterwards.
Oh, The Nanny was great.
Because I was like, she's sexy, she takes care of, she's like witty, and like, oh, what's she gonna be? Like, she always gets in trouble. Like, what's she gonna do this time? But growing up, I'm like, I should have watched The Golden Girls because I think I only watched The Nanny because she was like pretty and I wanted to be like her.
Friend Drescher.
Yeah, she's sexy.
She was sexy. She was just a cartoon character. Of course, you would want to watch her.
Wasn't that whole show like a cartoon? Like, basically, like a cartoon? It was like these very, very rich people. And I feel like they were like rich in a way that you don't even see in America. Like, you haven't seen that in America since like 1940 or something.
Right. Yeah, no one has a butler named Niles.
A butler named Niles. Yeah. And all their children wear like school uniforms. Yeah. And like
Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger. And they would make jokes like, well, you gave me a yacht for Christmas, like, just out of control.
That's the reason, like, I didn't live that life, but, like, now watching the Golden Girls, I'm like, these are my bitches.
Right.
Like, I should be them. Like, they're the ones with the, they're funny, they're smart, they're, like, sarcastic, they're, like, they have a lot of personality, they're sexy, they probably fuck all the time. I mean, sorry. But they probably, like,
do all the time.
Yeah, you can say
really? Okay.
Yeah, we say fuck all the time.
I should have, like, maybe if I looked up to them, I would be a different girl.
Everybody has a different Golden Girl experience, and, like, some people watch it later, some people, it's just not the right time for them.
I wasn't ready for the Golden Girls.
You just, like, need to find your own time to get into it, the Golden Girls, and it's totally cool. I bet there's the Nanny podcast somewhere out there.
Probably.
The Flushing Queens podcast. I don't know. There's gotta be one out there. We watched an awesome episode of the Golden Girls today. It was out of control. And it was season 3, episode 6. It was called, the name was Letter to Gorbachev. The original air date is amazing. This is the second time it's happened, Genevieve. The original air date is October 31st, 1987.
Oh.
What the fuck? That is exactly 27 years from... No, 28 years. 28 years. Exactly 28 years today. It's the 28th reunion of this episode. Yay! This happened only once before with fucking Ron Vi, April 11th, episode 15. So, yeah, this is meant to be, guys.
Exciting. And it was a weird one.
Yeah, this was a weird episode. And so, as we do with every episode, Genevieve, would you like to do a synopsis of what we watched
for the viewer,
listener?
So, Rose is very worried about nuclear war. intensely worried. And she decides that she's going to write a letter. She's going to write letters to Gorbachev, and she's going to write letters to Reagan. And it turns out Gorbachev really likes her letter and wants to meet with her, but he thinks she's a 9-year-old girl.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
No, we're going to spoil this like a minute in.
Also, Sophia tries to enter a talent show.
Yeah. Okay. So, yay. That's the very good synopsis of this episode. Okay. And all hell breaks loose. Okay. So, we start off in the kitchen. Sophia is trying to learn magic off a book. And... Yeah, just like a novel.
Yeah.
like it's
like
just...
an instruction manual.
Yeah, but it's like, it looks like a novel. It's not like a instruction book or anything. Yeah. And so Dorothy comes in and she's like, give me your fucking watch. Well, she doesn't fucking... Well, she's like, here. She just gives it to
her. She's very aggressive. Yeah, Sophia's very aggressive, and Dorothy does just give it to her.
Step one of being a magician, be aggressive.
Give me your wallet. I don't want
to. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm a magician.
It's the element of danger and mystery.
It was like David Wade. The second time I watched it, I caught the name. With Magic Made Easy by David Wade.
Is he like the Chris Angel of that time?
Of 87. Yes. he was this guy with like eyeliner and bangs and leather pants.
The bad boy magician.
The bad boy of magic. And so she fucking like just puts her watch under a cloth and smashes it with a mallet. which she had like next to her like thigh, I think, because she pulled it out from like whoosh, like cartoon like just out of like her body.
Regular people like don't have mallets.
Yeah.
I mean, just speaking for me, do you guys have mallets?
No,
actually, let's carry a mallet off hand. And what trick do you need a mallet for? Like, if you're a magician,
unless you like want to knock someone over the head, like they wake up, it's like, where'd he go? I disappeared.
I disappeared. It's just a note that says I disappeared.
But I'm in the hospital.
I'm in the hospital now. The note is like off your stretcher.
Now you have bruises on your skin. Magically appeared.
Step two, hit people in the head with a mallet. And so Blanche is in the... they go into the other room. And Blanche is like, I want to be in the talent show. And then Sophia's like, well, your talent can't be done on stage.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint.
You
and then
sluts.
I was like, yes, it can. Like, there are many stages where your talent is portrayed. You might have to pay a little bit more to see it, but...
I think I went to one of those shows in Amsterdam, so...
Yeah?
Really?
How was it?
Oh, man.
Pretty great.
Was it... did they actually have sex?
I went to the sex museum.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just learned about sex.
You didn't go to like a peep show?
I didn't go to a peep show, but there are all sorts of other sex shows to go to in town. Like, but I went to the sex museum and it was mostly not about learning about sex. It was just like different types of pornography.
Mm. Oh,
and
that's cool.
They had like an animatronic guy that would like flash you.
What? Well, like was he a robot or is he a human robot?
He was like a he,
he's a what? robot.
It was like he was like a, I guess, like, not animatronic. He's not animal. Like, yeah, he was
animatronic.
He was a robot.
Well, it's animal because animated.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
He was a goat man.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like the whole museum was just kind of like a goofy history of sex.
Okay.
It was like different erotica throughout the years.
Did,
and like,
cool. Did guys show fun. Up like in sweatpants? Ew. like thinking
bunch,
they're gonna
a lot of dollar bills for some weird reason.
Yeah, they thought they brought like ones.
Just in case.
They thought something was... It was like, they're like, they came, they're like, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I'm learning about history.
That's interesting. I want to know Blanche's sex life. I haven't watched a lot of Golden Girls, no.
She,
but like, they
is out of control.
Her
yeah.
to like being super sexual and slutty.
Yes, she has a lot of sexcapades. every episode she's called a slut.
Yeah.
Or calls herself a slut. Not very ashamed of it.
She's cool, yeah, because she's like, yeah, I know. No, do it all again.
I'll fuck all these Russian guys.
I get all the dick.
And so Rose comes in and she's upset looking. She's well. First of all, she's wearing like this like uniform for the Sunshine Cadets.
Adorable.
It's adorable.
So adorable.
She's it's like bright yellow. This sash with all these like badges, mm-hmm. but she looks upset, and Rose is like, "Oh, what's wrong?" And she's like, "I'm concerned about nuclear war."
Now that's my kind of woman. You know how yes. like some girls are like, "You're like, what's wrong?" They're like, "Nothing," but she's just like upfront about it. I'm afraid of nuclear war. Thank
yeah,
you.
And I guess nuclear war was like a big thing to be afraid of back then. I did Google research and and I guess like in 83 there was this missile test the US was doing,
mm-hmm.
and Russia thought it was real, and then Russia was like, fuck you guys. So they set up their fucking nuclear missiles to the US, and then the US was like, we're just kidding. This was a test, a simulation. And then Russia was like, no. And then US was like, no, we're for real. And they're like, okay, we'll put our missiles down. And that's when all this fucking nuclear weapons thing started.
Yeah, it actually started a lot earlier than that.
Little bit earlier.
A really bad joke. Just kidding.
And so then, like, in 87, that's when, like, it sort of ended.
Well, the Berlin Wall came down in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the end of that. So there's a lot of awkward TV mm-hmm. where they sandwiched in Cold War
references
yeah. and Berlin Wall and
yeah.
Gorbachev. Yeah, I watched a whole episode of Chipmunks, where it was
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, Alvin met a girl, but she was from East Berlin and he was in West Berlin, and they couldn't. They couldn't get back together because they were separated by the wall, and then the wall came down and they all celebrated and sang a song.
Wow. It's all over cartoons.
Yeah. He's like, let this wall come down so I can kiss this chick.
That's adorable.
That's what Cabaret was about. You remember the movie Cabaret?
I
remember seeing Eliza. She's and then like her little get up and that's it.
Yeah. That's the original like fucking stool dance from fucking Chicago. Mm-hmm. She was the first one to do it.
Yeah.
She's life is a cat. It was a huge number. It was like all a musical. It was all about fucking Berlin and they're like stuck inside the wall, whatever, you know. Watch it. Watch Cabaret.
Yeah.
I watched
yeah.
it when I was like 13, renting it at Dobbs by myself. I'm like, the cashiers are probably like, okay, little boy, rent your 1976 fucking musical VHS tape.
And you're like, I'm a big Joel Grey fan.
I'm coming next week for Joseph and the Technicolor fucking dream coat. Watch out. Yep. That was my junior high experience.
Were you like very musical after watching all this? Did you want
I
to like
be? Yeah, I watched Cats. I just rented all the musicals that they had. I just rented everything at Dobbs Video Store in Yuma, Arizona.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I would walk to it by myself.
To get Cabaret.
Yeah, I would rent Cabaret like 3 times. Well, there was like the scene at the end where the protagonist, the male protagonist, ends up kissing another guy. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what? And like my mom didn't know about it, so I'd like rewatch it and I'd be like, what?
Like, what is this that I feel?
What is this that I feel? This So yeah, I would just read movies that had gay stuff in them and just like go crazy.
That's funny. I did that with the Titanic.
Yeah, you just watch that scene over
like
and over.
The scene, yeah. And then, like, the little boob action, the little hand action that hits the window. Yeah. Just, like, over and rewind it over and over again. Like, no way. That's so passionate.
We had this movie called Soul Food.
VHS. I love that movie.
And there's a scene with a guy, you can just see his ass fucking a chick. And I was just like, what?
And it's a family movie.
It is.
I have the soundtrack to that movie.
Yes. Is it just so food? I can see your ass through a window cheating on me.
There really is a song on it just called So Food.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good soundtrack though. Like, yeah.
Why am I sweaty? I think it was
maybe the Claritin.
The Claritin
and alcohol mixed together.
The alcohol and then the allergies.
Yeah.
And then me drinking last night.
Thinking about Cabaret.
Thinking about that soul food scene. Okay, so Rose is like, dude, check out these drawings that my cadets are doing. They are of little girls, they're the little girls being like, it's like the end of the world. So they drew the day after nuclear war. And so I'm guessing they drew like all these people dead or like,
yeah, or just like
thousands
that little,
of people dead.
That little brat girl just having a shopping spree. She's like looting. Just like her looting a store.
Yeah, that little girl was intense.
Linda, I think her name was.
She's like shooting the missiles.
Ugh, Linda.
Linda. Oh, she was the worst.
Linda's huge dick.
She's like, gonna grow up to be a real see you next Tuesday, man. And so they show Blanche like the drawing, what like Blanche, Rose shows Blanche like one of the drawings of the mutilated day after nuclear war, and then she's like, what do you see? And she's like, I see two men like trying to have sex with me. I forget exactly how she says.
Yeah, it's like she goes, I see two wrestlers fighting against each other to see like who would win to have sex with me.
Yeah.
Something like that. And I'm like, damn.
She didn't even take time to look at it. She was just like...
That was what she was daydreaming about all day.
That's what she sees all the time.
These dead drawings. These dead people. All she sees is two men trying to have sex with her.
Like, they're like crawling on the floor just like, ah.
They're like, faces are falling off. Well, they really must like me. And so then she's like, I gotta do something about it. And so she's like, I'm gonna write a letter to Reagan and Gorbachev, who is the premier of Russia.
The czar.
The czar of Russia.
Yeah. Which she was like, is there two? How many Z's are in the czar?
Yeah. And like, he wasn't even the president of Russia at the time.
Mm-hmm. No, he was the head of Russia.
Because, like, I googled it, and, like, in 87, he was, like, in charge of something else.
Also, it's a real character.
Yeah, so this is a real person.
Yeah, he's a real person.
Milkavi or something, Gorbachev. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was in charge of probably, like, weapons or self-defense or... I don't know. Like, but there was a different president at the time because I was like, wait, I thought he was going to be the president, but he's the premier, which is something
maybe,
else.
Maybe he's just, like, the head honcho with all, like, the military stuff.
Yeah, he was the head of state.
Head of state?
Yeah.
I'm, like, really sweating. Whoa. What's happening? Then Sophia... So she's like, this is how I'm going to solve it. And so then Sophia comes in and she's got a new talent. She was gone for like 60 seconds and she's back with like a different talent. Like this fucking puppet.
Yes, her sock puppet that kind of looks like her.
Like she literally just drew this puppet in like 3 minutes.
It was like put together in like a minute. And like it looked like the little scientist from Nightmare Before Christmas. Do you remember the wheelchair one?
Yeah, I just thought it looked like her.
It did, but it had like that I forget the name of that scientist in the movie. Was it Franken something?
I've only seen that movie once.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I watched it like 20 times.
I think I just kind of heard so much about it that I finally watched it and was just like, eh.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it. It keeps looking at me on Netflix. Like, it keeps popping up.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. You should watch it.
Yeah, I will.
I loved it. I watched it when I was, like, when I just moved to the U.S. So I was like, what? I'm 8 years old. And like, this is crazy. That's exactly what I said. And so, but she doesn't like move her mouth. She moves her mouth yeah. when she does the ventriloquist act. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Dorothy just calls her out on it.
They all call her out on it.
She's just like so over it. She's just like, Ma, you can see your lips move.
And like, so it's so weird that Sophia has no idea that's not how ventriloquism works.
Yeah, because isn't that like her, in her time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all the entertainment back in her day.
A bunch of Jeff, what is that guy?
Jeff Dunham.
Just a bunch of them on every corner.
Of the street.
Yeah, in the 20s, just doing that.
In Italy.
I was like, that or staring into an open fire or just getting blind drunk.
What do you want to do tonight? Start a fire? No, we did that last week. Ventriloquism.
Puppets. Die of cholera.
Die of cholera. And so fucking like the next scene, Sophia says like I should have just had Rose sit on my hand.
Yeah. And I love her little attitude.
I feel like I'm so dirty that I went somewhere else.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to go there.
Yeah, okay,
hand is like...
Y'all did.
Like, Rose, like, in her butthole.
Right.
And then in her butthole, Sophia's hand would be moving like this.
Like this.
And then Rose would be like, oh, wow.
Blah,
like,
blah, blah. Talking.
I'm worried about nuclear war.
But I thought, like, because her puppet looked like shit, like... some reason Rose was supposed to shit on her sock. Like, I don't know.
Just like defecate all over her hands.
I just went straight to shit. Like, when I thought of that joke. Okay. And so the next scene is the fucking camp out. And it's super dark. We think it's the forest. Or because there's forest in Miami. Everyone knows it's like the swamp. I don't know.
Yeah, there's the swamp.
They're camping out.
If you remember anything from Dexter,
there's a bunch of swamps you can go camping in. Just gotta find that dry land. Oh, there'd be so many mosquitoes. But okay, and so these girls are like Rose is trying to tell this story, and about this Indian ghost. This headless Indian ghost. First of all, they say they just call him Indian. So already it's like it's the 80s. And so
they don't care about other races.
No, yeah. And apparently, and then later on, Rose puts on like a headdress because it's a full moon. So, yeah, so she's trying to tell a story, and then this Linda just like, who's like, ooh, real scary. That's not possible, because why would a ghost be yelling if it doesn't have a head? That's physiologically impossible. And then it's also physiologically impossible for it to be a ghost. Like, I don't know.
You're a little girl, you don't believe in ghosts. She was just running her mouth with like my dad's a physiologist, and I only like artichokes and spinach and shiitake mushrooms.
Like, what the fuck were you eating that you order shiitake mushrooms?
And on pizza.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen shiitake mushrooms on pizza here. Like, nowadays, as
maybe
a grown
Miami
adult.
In the 80s with shiitake mushrooms.
With all the weird flavors that they do.
And so then, like, and then, so these girls are just, like, unpleasant. They're, like, they turn on the lights, and they're, like, is bullshit. Like,
which is not bullshit, because camping in a living room is the best.
It's so, much fun. Yeah, it is so much fun.
That is actually what you want to do when you camp, is be inside.
Those little girls.
And you're a toilet.
I have a cousin that's, like, that used to be around that age back then when I was, like, a teenager. And I couldn't handle her. She was just like, oh, you're not cool. Look at you. You're so unpopular.
You're so unpopular.
Those
are the worst.
And that made me cry. And I was like, get out of here. Leave me alone.
Wow.
You're just so ugly and you have a lot of pimples on your face. Get out of here. Stop.
She was in your house.
Those girls. Yeah, she's my cousin, so she was visiting.
Okay.
So, like, those little girls can, like, they can make me just get
today,
so angry.
Today, do you still talk to her?
No, actually. I haven't seen her in a long time. She's probably a full-grown woman. She's probably, like,
super fat.
Yeah.
She's still probably really popular, though.
Yeah. When she sees you, she's gonna be like, you're so unpopular. Look at your pimples. Which you have none of.
Oh, man.
Yeah, those little girls are crazy. And so, they want to watch MTV. They want to, like, go get pizza. They're just ratting on them. Like, they're threatening to sue them at one point.
Yeah, because they don't get to pee outside.
Yeah, they wanted to pee outside, which they could still go to the backyard and pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they really could.
Also, peeing outside as a woman? Not that great.
It gets all over your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to find, like, I had a friend once that peed over a wall. Like, she sat on a wall, which those aren't in nature.
Yeah.
Maybe a rock. What if you sit on a rock?
In
the rock.
I don't know if you're... Am I allowed to, like, say names here? I think she'll be cool with this. We're friends. Jesse Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
She's a local comedian here.
She pees on the rocks.
No, we were sitting together. Well, not together in one stall, but, like, she was sitting in the other stall.
You're pooping into one toilet.
We were at some bar, and it was disgusting. Just, like, the grossest bathroom.
Yeah.
And she taught me how to hover over sea, like, really, like, clench and kind of spread your labia so it, like, shoots down.
Oh, wow.
You have to spread your lips. It's all about the lip spreading.
Whoa.
To, like, make sure it doesn't get all over your legs.
So clench the lips to direct.
No, like, you gotta clench your thighs to kind of hover.
Yeah,
okay,
and then
we're
you,
doing it now.
And then you spread your lips, kind of like spread them, like.
Uh-huh.
Like,
so
hey,
this is like an episode. Yeah,
it
this is like
drops?
An.
So it just drops. It's not like spreading down your leg.
Okay.
This is what you learn in Kegels, I assume.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's strained your labia. To open.
Yeah, just...
It's all about the lips.
Yeah. Because that's the one that misdirects the flow.
Maybe that was a badge they were going to learn.
Yeah.
the pee drop.
Yeah. We're supposed to get the badge. Let us pee outside.
Let us pee outside so we can get a pee drop badge.
I thought you were going to show me how to spread my labia.
Oh, man.
Nope. Okay.
Can we have shiitake mushrooms then? And so these girls are like, not at all concerned with nuclear war, or seem like the kind of, they seem superficial. They seem like they want MTV pizza, you know, like they don't, I don't know, like none of them seem like they cared about anything but themselves.
They're the ones that drew
the nuclear war things.
Well, and that was just an assignment. They just had to do it.
They're just, I think, maybe demonic, or just like, or maybe, I'm gonna kill people. They just drew like people being exploded, and they hear nuclear war, and they just start drawing it
for that one moment. Yeah. And then after that, it's like pizza,
MTV. Well, explosions. Blood and guts on paper.
Girl watches MTV
that young.
That's weird. Yeah, and maybe they all had older brothers.
Right, back then it was just
it was actually music videos.
Yeah, nowadays it's just shows
and the news and Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
so they're probably not allowed.
We weren't even in Beavis and Butthead territory.
No, we
yet.
Weren't. Okay.
No. That was in the 90s? Early '90s.
Early '90s. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then they were just, they would want to watch cartoons. They want to watch like Rainbow Bright or something else.
Yeah.
And yeah. And so, yeah, I just think these girls are demonic, fucking selfish little bitches. I don't care for them. And so then they take off. And then the other girls are like, oh my god, they're out of the house, good. That's my Dorothy impression. They're out of the house, good. And so then they get a knock at the door, and it's Alex Bonov. I wrote his name because I was like, wait, his first name is Alex? He's Russian? Okay, cool. Like, I guess they're Russian Alexes. And so then he's like, okay, first of all, like, he's, I don't know who he is. We don't know who he is. Like, he doesn't say who he, like, he says his name.
Yeah.
But does he say, like, I'm from the Russian embassy, or am I, I'm, like, he doesn't say anything at all.
No, it's basically, he, like, knocked the door, he's like, I'm a Russian.
And I'm
like,
Russian, oh, trust God. Me.
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Like, for all we know, this could be,
A child molester.
He saw little girls outside, and he's like, oh, I'm going to pretend to be Russian. I stole their mail earlier today, and I'm going to... She's a little girl. I want to meet her.
Yeah,
and that's why he was like, this is going to be a problem when he finds out that she's an old lady.
Yeah, he was really upset about it.
Well, like, also, the fact... They would have like some kind of like central intelligence as well. They'd probably have like all sorts of files on who Rose Nyland is and stuff like that.
They would look her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would find out that she's in that address, she is an older woman. Mm-hmm. You know.
They're like, maybe it's Rose the Third.
Rose the Third? Yeah. Because women take thirds.
Also, like, what little girl was named Rose in 1987?
Yeah.
So, little Rose.
Well, that's what I thought was
Mexican
Linda.
Mexican little girls, maybe.
The name Linda is just for old... For me, it was
Linda
elder.
Linda, too. Maybe they're trying to psych us by giving the little girls, like... old lady names, Wanda.
Yeah, and then the older women, little girl names, like Sophia, Dorothy, and...
Sophia's the name that came back in the late 2000s, so there's a little Sophia's.
I want to bring back Blanche.
Have a baby.
Yes. Can we name him Blanche, please?
Yeah.
Mark's like, yes.
Yes, kind of. It feels Jewish.
Yeah, Blanche. Jewishy. Because it's got a like a hard sh, you know, or they would call her Blanc.
Blanc.
Sorry Blanc. To our Jewish listeners.
Sorry, Jewish listeners.
Okay. Hi, all Jewish listeners.
L'chaim. And so, okay, so he acts. It's so weird that it's set up this way, but like, he's like, "Hey, give this to Rose." And he says, like, make sure she gets this. He doesn't say, are you the parents?
Yeah.
Are you, you're the guardians? I assume she's your daughter.
Yeah.
Like, make sure that this purse, can you give this to Rose? Like, that sounds like you're addressing an adult.
Yeah, not a child. Or,
give this to little Rose, make sure, because she can read, right? Like, yeah, really well, because she's nine. Yeah,
you would be like, where's Rose's parents? Are you Rose's parents?
Right. Hi, like, can you read this to your daughter? You know, like,
he also shows up at night. It's like, it's like 7 or 7:30 at night. Like, it's
unless maybe time so difference sketchy. Is just
the yeah, time. Yeah, it's such a, it's tradition to visit people at night in Russia. To give them official news from, it's just too dangerous during the day. Yeah, that's really weird. This guy, and he's in there for like 10 seconds. He's like, I'm from the Russian, I'm like, Gorbachev really like, and then he gets spit on his face. And he's like, it's okay, I love the spit because I never get spit, I can never drink soda in Russia. I have to stand in line for 2 hours for less. And like,
what a freak.
Russia takes a big hit in this episode.
Yeah, like, I know. They really do.
They really shit on Russia. They really
do shit on Russia. That's probably not what they even sound like.
Yeah, that's how they
are. I'm Russian.
I like, am no. Russian. This is accent of Russian. And so Blanche spits on his face and he's like, all right, well, give news to Rose. Gorbachev loved her letter, wants to meet her.
I don't think anyone, like, patted him dry.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, left
he's
him.
Like,
I was like, oh, you like soda? Okay, bitch, then just keep it on your face.
As soon as he walked out the door, he started jerking off. He's like, yo, she fucking spit on me.
If he's from the Russian embassy, too, he'd be living in the United States, I think.
Where's his bodyguards?
Right, where's his bodyguards? Where's his, like, people?
Yeah.
Right.
And they just let him in his in their home, just so open arms, and just like, yeah, come in, you weird stranger at night.
And also, he was like about to leave when Rose wasn't there. Like they opened the door, and he's out there, and he's like, "Is Rose here?" And they're like, "No, she's not." And then he's like, "Okay, bye." And they're like, "No, wait. Do you have a message for her?"
Yeah.
It was just so weird.
He was like, okay, bye. And it's like, wait a minute, why are you in our home, you weirdo?
Come inside. Invite him in.
Okay.
So this whole exchange was like really sketchy. And so he takes off and they're like bewildered that this is working, that her letter for world peace is working. Rose gets back, which I don't know how they missed each other, Gorbachev and Rose, or and also where are the cadets? Like, are they in the car?
Oh, they're in the car because she comes back to get her headdress.
Okay.
She has to wear it because it's a full moon and she's.
It's Native American tradition
that it keeps you from forming into a werewolf.
Yeah. You wear a headdress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protects you.
Yeah. That old chestnut.
Right. Also, all those girls in that car, probably not safe if they're in a car. They could be walking to the store.
That's even unsafe.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Unsafer.
I think they were in the wagon. They said something about a wagon.
Oh,
and we all know in the '80s, that's a station wagon.
That's a station wagon.
A vehicle.
It's a station wagon, and there are like two or three girls sitting up front because you could do that back
then.
Two
girls up front, but like now they're by themselves in the driveway.
Yeah,
with a Russian dude
that just left seconds ago.
Right, so he's probably like covered in soda, super creepy as fuck.
Yeah,
and they're like, "What the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy?" Oh man!
And then he flashes them.
Right, like because he's a robot from Amsterdam.
Hey, little girls, you like these?
Did you like these penis?
And they're like, what is that?
What is that? Dad has that. Wait, before he left us. Oh. Oh. No, wait. One of them has a scientist dad.
Yes.
Right.
Dr. Dad.
Dr. Dad. Yeah. Oh, they do a Bill Cosby joke.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the mom's a lawyer and the dad is a doctor. And then Dorothy's like, what are your parents, the Cosby? Are you a Cosby kid?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
They do a Cosby joke, which now are uncomfortable. to hear.
No, it's funny because like back then a Cosby joke is literally about the show, but nowadays a Cosby joke is about him touching.
It's about touching little girls
or like women. That's Jared.
Yeah, that's Jared.
Did you find out about the subway guy?
Yeah.
What happened?
Mm-hmm. That he's just they caught him red-handed. Not really, but like talking about what he does to little kids. Like what?
Yeah, there's like this. They think it's him. They think it's like a secret recording of like because the way he got caught was this FBI informant.
Yeah, she was pretending to be like a phone sex girl.
Oh
yeah,
no.
She was trying to like organize. One of them was trying to organize a party. She was trying to organize a party for, like, her daughter and her daughter's friends for him to meet.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, telling her what he likes.
What?
And he's like, I like girls from broken homes. It's
Jared, call me.
Broken homes. Jared is listening to this.
Honestly, it's
terrible.
It's really, really not funny.
I need to see this.
It's like Dr. Phil. Like
I want girls that see themselves fatter than they are in the mirror.
I like the little one. This is terrible.
Okay.
I'm the ones that cry all the time.
Right. Also, like, this Russian dude just doesn't really ask questions as to why there's tents in the house. Or, like... Like, is this how Americans live? Like, and also they're, like, the small, like, they're, like, small, medium-sized tents. Like, I don't think everybody could fit in there.
Yeah, definitely Dorothy, no.
They'll be squeezed if the little girl, the little girls might, like, Dorothy's gonna, like, take up so much space.
Maybe those two of them, maybe one is just for Dorothy.
The other one, they're just stacked up inside. Oh, man. Yeah, okay, and so Rose is like, what about Reagan? Did Reagan, like, did he respond? Like, she's a nonchalant, like, oh, that's good news. We're halfway to world peace. What about Reagan? He's half this, he says this, he's half responsible for this. Like, he's half responsible for these nuclear wars. The other guy needs to say I'm sorry too. I'm gonna like bring them together and be like, all right, say I'm sorry. Come on, you're friends. You like each other.
Come on, Megan. Give Gorbachev a kiss.
Give him a kiss.
Come on.
Come
give him
on.
A kiss. Like... Give him a kiss right there on his birthmark on his head. He had a very noticeable birthmark as well.
Yo, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
It's also what I remember from old SNL skits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That Gorbachev had a giant fucking birthmark.
And watching... I also watched a lot of NBC, like, NBC and ABC News as well.
Oh, so you knew who he was? You've known who he was?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I need to Google Gorbachev SNL sketches.
I need to see his face.
Yeah, right. He's a bald, Russian old-looking dude. Okay, so what gets me is, like, he says, Gorbachev wants to meet with you. But they never meet him. Like, he's never...
Yeah, they have a conference or something.
They have a press conference, but he's not...
In their living room.
In their living room, but he's not there. And he's not even there in her dream. She's, like, addressing him into the crowd. Like, they're just... He's not present at all.
Yeah. I guess it's one of those things, like... He might get upset, like, might upset him if they have, like, an impersonation of
right.
Like, Kim, the North Korea guy.
Like, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, like, he...
He got pissed.
Yeah, like, he'll get easily pissed if, like, anyone, like, tries to make fun of him.
They gave him a really attractive actor, I think. Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, and he was
that guy
funny.
Was, like,
Randall Park?
Yeah. That guy was dreamy looking. So, like... Why would he get mad about that? Like, they're doing you a favor by making you look hotter than you are. You look like a disgusting animal.
Yeah.
they talk about how he does poop. It's not like most of the movie is like whether or not
does he
has
poop?
A butt. Does he not have a butt? I'm trying to remember. We watched it like on Christmas evening, like, with my family. We got it on like YouTube.
Yeah, same here, because that's like the, it's like super, like, yeah. No one could.
I watched this it on like Netflix. Banned. Oh, you watched like, it illegally YouTube. In YouTube? Okay. On,
yeah.
It was legal.
You
was
bought legal? It.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, you can buy it on YouTube.
Yeah, well, they made like this whole thing about how it was banned, and then they just released it on, and they didn't release it in theaters, they just released it on YouTube, and it was like you paid for it. It was
oh, gorgeous. So that movie was never in theaters?
No.
No wonder. I watched it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. okay. And so, so this dream, like, it's like a real dream. They don't make it, she doesn't wake up at the end and you're like, oh, it was all a dream. This is a real dream. Because she's like tossing and turning. And, the news comes on and it's like, Rose Nyland, historical figure in Russia, is going to be speaking at this event. And they cut to, like, and it's like ABC Nightly News song. Do, 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 do. And they cut to, like, Russia, like, in the middle of the snow. Like, all the cliches.
Yeah, Russia never has summers. They're just really cold.
They just snow all the time. Yeah. So, like, their press conference, this is a snow conference. That's what I'm gonna call them. And so they have like stock footage of Russia like having parades. like and yelling in Russian. Like, and it was just like super old footage, like with like communist leaders.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fucking banners. And then like they're all, it's like the Golden Girls and then these Russian men behind them, and they just have a free for all.
Yeah, it's really true. They're just like, Rose goes up and talks, and she's just like, yeah, hey, love Russia. Dr. Zhivago is my favorite movie.
Dr. Zhivago.
Yes, okay. I love that scene.
He's my friend. He's my friend Dorothy. What's up? She's going to talk for a while.
Hi, I'm Dorothy. Your toilet paper's weird.
Yeah.
That's
so funny. They had no purpose really up there.
Yeah, what was the point of them being up there?
It was just like a thank you. Thank you. You guys been great. What did we do for them?
Right. Because Russia has all this money. They can just fly out people they like. And have them just have a town of fucking
events, just like crowds of people, just so they can say that they like Russian movies and toilet paper is weird. There's a weird old woman in her house robe.
And hear like a woman sing happy birthday in English to the Russian.
Yes. To Gorbachev.
To Gorbachev. Is it Chav? How do you say it?
Gorbachev.
Gorbachev?
Yeah.
I've been saying Gorbachev because that's how you phonetically say Gorbachev. And so then like there's this banner in the back with Rose in the middle. It's like Rose is like, it's like Rose's headshot. It's like Betty White's headshot. and then the other two are like communist leaders. I don't know who they were, but they both look creepy as fuck.
It's just funny because they're all black and white, and like the two guys, like the two, they're just like really serious and like, yes, I'm important. And there's Betty. She's just like, hi, I'm Rose.
Yeah, they're all
my
like,
my favorite color is yellow, and I love the world. Like, that's just her face.
They're like stone cold serious. And she's like put up there with these philosophers, like these fucking theoretical, social, political, communist leaders. And then there's Rose. Hey.
And Sophia comes.
Yeah.
Sophia comes. She wasn't invited, but she comes anyway. Because
you can just fly out to Russia anytime you want.
Yeah, apparently. She's like, oh, there's this boy that was flying into Germany and made a stop here at Red Square. And she's got like,
like a private plane.
She's got like a robe, and she's got like one of those plastic wraps over her head.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's such an old lady, touch.
To protect your hairdo because you just came from the beauty parlor.
just making all this noise. Rose is like, all right, that's enough. Then she's like, the Russian audience is the best audience in the world.
Yeah. Yes. Listen, Rose, it's your only audience.
They have
audience.
A good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Russians. They love a nice crowd.
They do. Or it's just like a bunch of people that have to scream and shout and laugh, or else they all get shot.
They'll all get shot up.
Who are these people? We don't know, but just keep
just
yelling.
Just yell.
If the Rose Shaw says cheer, you cheer.
Oh man. Okay, so then Rose wakes up and they're like, she's like, I had a dream and I'm just really nervous. I've never had a press conference before. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
They're like, oh really? You've never had a... That's hard to believe, Rose. You. Then Sophia comes in and she has a little boombox deal, more like a radio with those speakers, and she sings. She's like, I got a new talent.
Yes.
A new talent. I'm gonna rework this song, and I forget how it goes. It was about Medicare.
Yeah. Thank you, Medicare.
Yeah. Thank you, Medicare. Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yeah.
That hip that never healed. Oh, that did heal. That did heal.
Oh, the hip.
That hip that
did, finally healed.
That finally healed.
We all love Jessica Biel.
We all love Jessica Biel.
Generic prescription is a steal.
Is a steal. Yes. I love Ally McBeal. I watch it while I eat banana peels.
My boobs are real.
It's just a great song, a little too.
Yeah,
she's adorable.
I like this. They didn't like the song. I liked the song.
I thought liked it. Was it. Cute.
They are shitty to Sophia, I think.
Yeah,
I think they're just annoyed with her.
They're like your cousin. They're just
okay,
like,
okay, so what's the relationship?
Her.
So that Sophia is Dorothy's mom.
Dorothy's mom, yeah.
And what that is that her house?
So it is Sophia's Blanche's home.
Oh.
And so she rents out the rooms. And,
oh, okay. And they all
and they
just...
met through newspaper ads. And it was originally Dorothy and Rose, and then Sophia moved in because her retirement home burned down.
Oh. I guess who did... I wonder who did that.
Oh, it was Sophia. There was a later episode, which we haven't covered yet, where it's revealed that she did it.
Oh,
I believe she did
dun.
It. Maybe at the end, it turns out she might have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember there was a whole issue.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah, they got a great relationship. I think they're just sick of her.
Right.
Just like, die already.
Die.
That's what their attitude's like. Just die.
Stinky.
But she's so cute. Like, she's so funny.
I thought the song was great.
It had
was
a great
funny.
Rhythm. Had
I think
tune.
I think she could win.
Yeah, with that song.
Yeah.
Not with a Reagan impression.
The audience would laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she just stuck to her guns. But the thing is, like, she's trying all these talents, but she's not honing in on one. You know? Like, oh, if I try it once and I suck, it's just... Yeah.
She's going for that natural talent.
Yeah.
She's going to kill. She's like up there with her little robe and her glasses.
Yeah.
And that boombox that just sits there and she's probably holding the mic to it.
Yeah.
She's like
two
just
mics.
Singing. Yeah.
There's like two microphones. I just took the mic out of my mouth. Yeah. And so the next scene, it's the day of the conference and it's at night. All things Russian happen at night.
Creepy, yeah.
Yeah, weird. That guy's just, I don't know. He's got to be like a fucking imposter or something. Because like he doesn't have a place to have the conference. He's like, can we do it at your house? Like that's so sketchy, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, we're the little girls, you know?
They're in the kitchen.
He's like, make sure they come back. Like, all of a sudden, he's like,
like, really into them. Like, where are they?
Where are they?
I hope they're in their uniforms.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Russian embassy wouldn't have a conference room. Yeah.
Yeah. And why? Yeah. It would be weird. And they would go to, like, they would have to drive somewhere like the capital of Florida or some like
Tallahassee
to go to the Russian embassy to have the press and why would they have a press conference if Gorbachev is not there? Like
they were even starting it without him.
They're supposed to fly, because he's like, we're gonna fly you out to Russia, you and your family. But before that happens, we're going to have a pre-conference where you're not going to meet Gorbachev, but we're going to be in your house. Like, it just doesn't make sense, you know?
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah. This guy's up to no good.
Or maybe the guy with the satellite gun. Like, that satellite, it, like, reaches to Gorbachev. In Russia, that's how he's connecting to the conference.
Yeah, he's like...
There was, like, a weird guy in a crowd with, like, this weird satellite... microphone that's shaped in a gun.
That's how they used a periscope.
With a green like, headpiece.
It's like life. Yeah, like it was attached to his head. It's like almost like he was, like his equipment like was never upgraded. He's just like this old school like.
Or maybe that is the latest technology because everyone else had like a recorder.
Yeah,
let's he was like, I got this microphone gun.
This late 1987 model, handheld mic, shotgun satellite mic, live feed straight to Gorbachev's fucking ear in Russia. Take that.
I'm showing up to this conference in my brown suit, guys. What's up?
And so then they're like, he's like, the guy, Alex, is like, well... Where did she go? She's like, oh, she went to go get her cadet. She went to go pick up her cadet troops. And then he's like, okay. So she's a little girl that drives a car. All right, that's cool.
So
And then so he's like, all right, we'll be out here waiting. And he goes, he leaves. And then they're like, and then Blanche has this theory about the infrastructure of the U.S. will be dismantled if the truth comes out. It's like, whoa, the whole world is at stake here because
this one letter from a supposedly little girl,
right, is gonna just go viral and destroy the.
It makes them look pretty bad. In all honesty, it makes us look bad. It makes Russia look bad
because they're too stupid.
This little girl's right.
This little girl is right. We must. Okay, now they're
that's German. Okay. Shoot.
Sorry. This little girl is right.
Yes.
We have to go find her. She will. Okay, it's turning German again. My accent. I can't keep track. I could never.
SNL. See, because they're just so like the cadets come back right with Rose, and then it's just like they're in the girls are in the background eating. Yeah.
They brought some food,
but they're like they look like they're eating with their hands tied behind their back. They're just like, their little heads are just like wiggling. Are like
wiggling next to each other. They're like.
Like a pack of wolves. Yeah, what is like, going on back there?
She put like a roast beef on the counter. She's like, go at it. Get your fucking roast beef back. And then, I don't know.
It was a weird one.
Yeah. And remember they flipped her off earlier?
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I didn't see their tiny fingers.
They didn't show it, but she... They ran out to go get pizza, and then Rose is like, the cadet troop is two fingers, not one.
Oh, yeah. It's implied. Yeah.
So I think these girls are just bloodthirsty. I don't know.
They're wild animals. Yeah,
and then where's the other little girl?
Linda?
The one with the teddy bear. She's not there.
Oh.
Yeah.
She got kicked out. They ate her. They feasted on her weak flesh.
So that it's a full moon.
So they become stronger.
Right.
They only had like four headpieces and it was a full moon and she didn't get it.
Oh no.
She turned into a werewolf and ran away.
When she puts on the thing, then you become a werewolf.
No, if you wear it, you're protected.
Oh, you're protected.
Because a moon changes you into a werewolf.
Like in Once Upon a Time when she wears her Cloak.
Is that a show?
Yeah, it's Little Red Riding Hood. When she wears her hood, she's protected from the moon and she doesn't turn into a werewolf.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah. So, first season of Once Upon a Time is the best. After that, it sucks. Don't watch it.
Oh, okay. I'll watch season one.
Watch season one.
Is she like a sexy Little Red Riding Hood?
She's a really sexy little, like, huge tits. Like, she's very sexual.
Shows these days are getting, like, really, like, sexy.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, I don't know if you guys watch the American Horror Stories.
Yes.
They're just, like... Like, they've got to be...
Lady Gaga is just,
I bet they're, like, produced
really
by the Nip Tuck.
They're the same creators of Glee.
What?
Yeah,
this is Glee.
Yeah,
when
the same writers and creators
when they're down and they didn't take their bipolar medicine.
I think they're just multifaceted. They can do high school dance.
They want to appeal to all
and
ages.
And then they're like, "All right, we're done. We want to like this many years of that. Now we want to blood." Like they just went insane. Like and they just
like,
went
they're
crazy.
Like, I'm Glee in the morning, but at night,
American Horror Story.
Yeah, I will mess you up in your sleep. Have nightmares.
Yeah. Oh my god. And then, there was this Rocky IV reference Dorothy makes.
Yes.
Because I guess Rocky IV was Russian involved.
Rocky IV was all about our Russian conflict.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Cold War and arms race. It was. It's sincerely one of the most ridiculous movies all time. It's great.
I need to watch this.
It's very, very watchable. Yeah. it's hilarious. It's
was there great. A match between a Russian and
yeah,
an American?
Yeah, like there's like a big Russian
like,
boxer.
Like, how do you feel that Sylvester Stallone was, you know, representing America?
Because where's he from?
He's from Philadelphia. He's from America.
He has a. Oh, I thought he had a.
He has a weird voice.
Yeah,
I thought he was foreign because of his accent.
No, he's very deep into South Philly, which is So I can understand the mistake.
It's his own country.
Yeah.
At that point, where he was from. Oh man. Okay, so I watched Rocky IV, listeners, and so they tell Rose, the little girls end up stop feasting. They come, they're like,
they're like licking their chops.
Like licking their hand, their paws, and then
wiping
themselves.
They were licking their paws, cleaning their head.
So Alex comes back in, and he's like, little girls are here. Oh, they tell Rose what's going on. She's very upset.
Yeah.
And he's like, little girls are here. They're yummy.
He's so excited.
Well, he doesn't say yummy, but he's like.
His face looked like it.
His
he's
face
like,
lit
they're
up.
Here.
His face was very. It's like little girls don't exist in Russia, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I think truly it is the problem. Like, isn't there a... There's a higher male ratio than... There's, like, no females there.
There's no
females.
Oh.
And most of the females are, like, they go through, like, male order bride agencies.
Yeah, and so they leave the country.
Yeah.
I don't think most.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think we want to say most. I want to think some.
Oh, and I forgot the part, the beginning of that scene, where Blanche is like... Dude, I was just fucking shoving my face in this dude's face. And, like, he was like, there is no women that are attractive in Russia. So, and there it snows during the summer. So, guess what, Dorothy? I get to have the pick of men in Russia when we go. And you get to build a snowman in June. And then Dorothy just looks at the audience. Like,
she does this.
It sounds like a riveting conversation she had with this dude.
Right.
How did that start?
She just runs.
She just goes and
waving her hands, talking
like,
to a
oh
dude.
Oh my gosh, all the men.
So you're from Russia?
Yeah. There's no women.
There's no. Oh, also it snows all the time?
She's like, how's my competition in Russia? That's how she starts the convo. And so she gets.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Russian dude.
Rate me in Russia. 1 through 10. 10? Good. Then Blanche is like, okay, we gotta fucking lie. And then the little girl, they chose Linda. to represent Rose Nylund, and then she guilt trips Rose, like straight up guilt trips her by saying, "Oh, I thought cadets weren't supposed to lie." And then they take her away.
Yeah.
And dude, that little girl was gonna do it. She was like in it to win it. She was like,
like, hell yeah, I'm Rose.
Hell yeah, I fucking wrote the shit. And so then, but Rose says, no, I'm Rose. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like aghast. Like, gasped. Like, oh, it's an old woman.
No way.
No fucking way.
We don't listen to old women at all.
Yeah. But if that was, like, I don't get why. Like, the press conference should have, like, those reporters shouldn't have run out. Like, that's their story. You know? Like, that's a good story.
Yeah, they should have, like, had their mics on Rose's face.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, they're like, oh, no story here.
And they all trample outside, yeah, making a lot of noise, which is really weird. Just they walk outside, but then, like, it's like, bah, 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 bah. Yeah, click, right. click.
Yeah.
Well, the guy, Alex, he's like, all right, this conference is over. And also, I'm changing my name to Dave.
What?
And then I was like, wait, your name's already Alex. Like, why?
Yeah. No, well, why? First of all, if you're gonna change your name, you don't, and to hide from somebody, then don't tell people what you're changing your name to.
Right. Like, right.
He's like, for like a room full of microphones.
Of microphones, and the press is there.
You guys,
there's a fucking satellite shotgun mic being sent to Russia. Like, just yeah. And then I guess changing his name is a story that the press got, because, like you said, yeah, they followed him and they just scatter, like, they're like writing and running. They're like, here's a story. Yeah. Changing, he's running away from Russia. Like, there was no reason for them to go.
Yeah, but no one's like, what happened to Rose's letter?
Right. But still, there was like, it was the people that were standing, the journalists that were standing that chased them out. There was still a crowd of people just sitting there.
Yeah, especially satellite guy.
Yeah, satellite guy was still there.
He's
so,
like, this equipment is heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I can't walk. I'm going to leave this here. I can get it tomorrow. And then they go into the living room and to the kitchen, mm-hmm, and they leave these strangers in their home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's weird. Like,
you know, it almost felt like time changed.
Yeah, like it was the next day.
Okay, now it's the next morning. Like, it's morning.
Yeah.
And they all left.
Yeah, because
the
little girls were nowhere to be seen. Like, they just disappeared. I don't know if they went with the press conference.
They probably were like, oh my god, you should just say, let's all follow
this Dave guy.
Yeah.
The Dave now. Alex dude before. And they, like, yeah, it was just so weird that, yeah. And then Rose is like, and then at the end, Rose is like, I'm going to go write this in my diary. Like, go take care of the, what are the girls? Like, why don't you take them home?
Take the girls home, or like, get the people out of here.
She's like, no, I'm going to go to the bedroom and write in my diary. It was just so, so weird.
And, you know, you would think Sophia would say something about it.
Yeah.
So maybe she was coming
maybe
in.
Sophia was like, all right, you guys got to go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I guess we just have to assume that Sophia dealt with the crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
Or she's like, come pick up your fucking kids. I don't know. What? We're rationalizing like how this worked.
They're eating just like a pack of meat.
They're eating the fucking reporters.
The fallen.
Whoa, man. So are they like zombie vampires? Because they're, or just cannibals?
They're the little girls?
Yeah.
They're like zombie. No, they're like vampire werewolves.
Right.
Or they're just werewolves that like human flesh.
Or like Lady Gaga, American Horror Story, there are vampires that eat flesh.
Oh, I've just seen it. I gotta see it.
Oh, you have to see it. Okay.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she's a vampire that eats human flesh. in American Horror Story. Anyway, we keep bringing up American Horror Stories.
Oh, I'm like, yeah, I haven't seen it, so sorry. I'm like, you guys like Halt and Catch Fire? You like The Nick? Those are my shows.
Okay, so then, like, they're in the kitchen. Rose is upset, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's they read her letter. Blanche reads her letter, and it was actually pretty good. The word czar was not in it though at all.
Yeah, I guess she just didn't know how to spell it, so she just like opted out.
A legit problem in the 80s. They're like, who has a dictionary at home?
No one has that. They didn't have the C in the encyclopedia.
Yeah, yeah, they didn't have.
So then, that's when like Reagan got the Reagan call, and it was Sophia, and that call was like so short.
Yeah,
I like your letter. Gotta go. Calling you at night.
It's like, I'm the president. You're the president?
Whoa. Yeah. Like, and then
your letter was awesome.
She was literally like, hello? You do? Okay, bye. That was the president. He loved my letter. Oh, man.
That'd be so funny. I would totally do that if I were president.
Yeah, just call like, fucking people.
Just call people like, hey, listen, you're doing a great job.
Just if I was famous, I'd just be like, this is Anthony Desamito. I'm calling you. Or I'm Jennifer Capatti, super famous.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I call people right now. I'm just, and just like, and tell them like, encouraging things. Like, you're doing very nice.
Right.
You're real swell.
So, I'm watching you. So this came out in October 31st. So December 8th, 1987, this treaty that promised U.S. and Russia to not launch any nuclear weapons at each other was signed. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that so weird, but I'm sure there's more technical terms. But December 8th, 1987, the treaty was signed by President Reagan and General Secretary Gorbachev at a summit meeting in Washington. At the time of its signature, the treaty's ratification regime was the most detailed and stringent in history of nuclear arms control. So maybe Rose did do this.
Maybe.
Maybe Rose
Golden
influenced.
Girls brought about change.
They were so relevant, man.
Maybe, like, Russia was watching everything, like, in pop culture, American pop culture. It's like, okay, we get it. We get it. We'll stop.
Right.
With all, like, the movies.
Gorbachev was watching Golden Girls.
Yeah, he was watching Golden Girls and Rocky IV.
Rocky IV?
And he was like, okay, I get it. Okay.
All right. So I think we did it, guys.
Yay.
All right. And so thank you, Jennifer, for being here.
Oh, my pleasure. No, it was really fun. I'm glad you guys asked me.
Of course.
Asked me.
Asked. We asked you as well. So this comes out November 7th. And so where can people find you online to see your shows? Or do you want to promote any show that you have coming up after that?
Can we promote Funnel Cake on this?
Of course. Yeah. I promote Funnel Cake whenever we have a show.
Yeah, so I'm in an improv troupe with Anthony.
Yay!
We're in Funnel Cake. And I don't know if we have any upcoming shows in November.
Yeah, I don't think we have. Do we submit?
So, no work at this moment. But, right.
Yeah, the season is over, but we had October shows.
I mean, dang it. You missed me, I guess.
You missed the funnel cake. Well, I promote the funnel cake shows whenever they're coming up. But yeah, I have nothing here for funnel cake.
So, no, you guys can't find me anywhere. I'm a mystery.
You're a mystery.
You're just going to have to go out and check out some open mics.
Just whisper my name in the wind and hope for the best.
Yay.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was fun.
And Genevieve, do you have anything to promote after November 7th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be at Bridget's Last Laugh on November 10th, I think. Tuesday?
Good room.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm not aware. I'm sure you know more 12? Than I did.
Yeah, something like cool. That.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday. One of these Tuesdays, I'm going to be at Bridget's, and it'll be fun. It's 8 o'clock. It's free. There's booze.
Their tacos are good.
Their tacos are good. There's biker fights.
I think it's number 10.
Yeah.
Because Friday's number 13. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. November 10th. I'm saying it with confidence now.
Go see Genevieve.
Yes. All right.
And where can people find you online?
I'm at Genevieve Rice on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Woo!
Yay!
So, Periscope. I guess.
I have an account. I'm not posting anything there. I'm probably not watching your videos on purpose.
Jennifer, I thought you had a Twitter.
I do. So you can find me at Jennifer Patty.
Oh, that's simple.
In Twitter. Yes.
Yay. Yay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on the Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, you have to get on it before someone, because there's tons of like people with your name.
Yeah, you got to get it because people will fucking steal your domain.
Yeah, I'm glad I got Jennifer Patty.
Yeah.
Instead of like Jennifer underscore Patty right. 1.
One, two, four.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm coming. I'm done, you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh. I'm becoming
Jennifer's exposing herself.
My shirt's on the podcast.
It's three,
it's a
the time.
By itself. I don't know how it's doing it.
It's okay. You probably need both hands.
I do.
Okay, it's November 7th, actually. I will be at the Tucson Comedy Arts Festival. I'll be with Genevieve, actually, at Scruffy City Comedy Festival the next weekend in Knoxville, Tennessee, November 13th through the 15th. And that's going to be super fun. If you're in Knoxville, please check us out, or if you're nearby, along with our own individual Twitters. The podcast also has a Twitter. It's at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TIFBAP, TYFBAP. You can also find us at TIFBAP on Instagram. And you can find us on Facebook.com/ Thank You For Being a Podcast, Stitchers, iTunes, or any platform you use to listen to us today. The next episode is season 3, episode 6. And I believe it's titled something about cheating.
I missed it.
I know, you got the most political one. Jennifer. I was gonna say Jennifer.
Gonna stuff a chicken, gonna stuff the chicken like my mama taught me,
like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.